Do they stay or do they go? This week in Prickly City.
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for November 21st, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thanks, Janine.
You're welcome.
Thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We're getting a little out of sync here. Sometimes we're doing it on a Friday. Today we're doing it on a Monday.
We like to mix it up.
Just when you think we're going to zig.
We zag.
There it is, right there. This week's Prickly City, we're going to dive right in. It started with a reference to MapQuest, which made me giggle. Didn't make you giggle.
Well, I didn't make me giggle, but Darson54 did not get your joke, and he said, MapQuest? Really?
That was the point, was that I just think it was hilarious that she would, maybe Winslow should have said something else after that, just to point out that. Or just have a sign on the cartoon that says joke. And with a little
But it's
arrow.
Still around. So
it is.
Obviously someone somewhere uses it. And that used to be our go-to
Yeah, Michael Heideman, our wonderful producer here at WGN Plus, pointed out that, you know, the old days, the ancient days, you used to print it out. And that was your, you know, you were making a trip to Kenosha. And that's what you printed out, assuming you were going to Kenosha.
So, anyway, Carmen needs the MapQuest because they are going to leave the country.
They're leaving the country. Oh, guess.
Of the nominee. I mean, the president-elect.
The president. Oh, God, how weird is that? I will not get used to that. And when he's President Trump, I really won't get used to that one. But there you have it. Life is full of things that you don't expect.
No.
So they're flying, falling through space. They feel, and I thought that was a great metaphor for illustrating how I think a lot of Americans feel, myself included, kind of lost and free fall. And I don't, from my perspective, it's not sore loser because my guy got 3.8% of the vote, so it's not like, you know, we had a prayer. But I just I have been a never Trump guy, and I'm having this discussion with other conservatives about being a never Trump guy. Where does that mean you wanted Hillary to win? No, I wanted Gary Johnson to win is what I really wanted. But that was, you know, then I
and you knew that wasn't really going to happen.
Well, you know, no, I know.
Oh,
but we can. What's wrong?
But anyway,
what happened?
Oh, nothing. I just stuck something on the table. Got a little stabbed in my knee. No big deal.
Do they have knives under the desks here at WGN
Not like a
Plus?
Stab, but let's move on. It's not important.
Well, I can't just move on when you're going, ow.
I didn't think anyone would hear that. Anyway.
Anyway. Okay, so the week talks about Canada. And I thought that was funny because they talk, you know, why can't we go there? It says because of Trudeau, and who is, of course, the prime minister. But Winslow says, but I love Doonesbury.
So this spawned quite the conversation among the...
You're kidding.
No, they're discussing places to go. And Mugen says, Mexico is probably building a wall to keep us Americans out.
Yeah, probably. Really, you know what's interesting? I have no idea what the answer to this question is, but how is their economy doing? Because it seems a lot of businesses are moving there.
So there should be many, many jobs
One
if
would
they're
think.
Moving there.
I don't know. I can't answer that. Maybe whoever's listening can shoot us an email at pricklycity@gmail.com and answer that question because I don't know the answer.
And you mentioned France, and William Martin said, because you mentioned, Carmen mentioned that France was full of French people, and William Martin said, that is a surprisingly racist comment from Carmen. I thought she was better.
Racist? I don't think that would be the right bigoted, maybe.
Said it's full of French. Well, you're French.
I'm three quarters French.
Like
my God.
Joke about that.
Sacre bleu. Jacques Hughes. No, stop throwing the racist card around. Who said that?
I think he was joking. I don't know if he meant it, but that's okay.
Okay, but just stop throwing that word around because you know what? There is real racism in this world and we have to call it when it is. But don't use it. Don't apply it to everything you disagree with because someone says something bad about another group of people. It can be bigoted. It can be ignorant.
Well,
and that can't be
maybe
racist
that's what
because.
He means.
Okay, well, maybe he's joking. Who is it?
William Martin.
Oh, William. Okay. Well, William seems like a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Sure. Let's go with that.
And so, before when you were discussing places to go, before you even mentioned New Zealand, the day before you had Bama1Fan92 said New Zealand would be a great place for you and those spoiled celebrities to go. Wouldn't have to hear from either one again. And Drickard said, I was thinking New Zealand. Till they pulled that earthquake.
Yeah, well, my daughter-in-law actually got her doctorate down there a while ago. And so, you know, we were thinking if she ended up there and there were grandkids there, we could immigrate there. They don't want us.
No, we're too old.
Yes.
And you don't have enough money.
Yes, we're too old and too poor.
Right, they had to actually make the guy who wrote Rocky Horror Picture Show
Yes.
Richard O'Brien, who played Riff Raff, actually had lived there, right? And there's a statue of him in a small town. And when he wanted to come back, they first said no because he was too old. So they actually ended up doing some kind of special, they had a special dispensation that the government did so he could come back and live. Yes. It's not easy to go to all these different countries. Everyone says, I'm going to pack up my bag and go, but it's not like, oh, hey, sure, come on in.
Well, I think
they actually have regulations in every country.
Yes, they do. They don't have to have a wall. They have an ocean around New Zealand, as they do have around our good friend Guam. I love mentioning Guam. I just like saying it.
It's a good word.
Guam.
And I thought one of the best suggestions was from Wyoming. He said, you might try North Korea. They are not bothered by elections there.
No, they're not. But you found something out about the Korean elections.
Well, they have elections. I didn't think it didn't mean he didn't say that there weren't any elections, just that they weren't bothered by them because they do have elections.
Oh, you said no.
They have.
When we were walking in here, you said Korea, and for some reason I assumed it was South Korea.
No, this is North Korea.
Oh.
They have elections.
Okay.
There is only one person on the ballot, and you get to, you have to vote, it's required, and you, what you do is you go in and you cross the name off if you don't want to vote for them.
And then they cross you off.
Well, you don't get to stay in your same little booth that you go in. If you're not going to vote for them, you have to go to a special booth to not vote for someone.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm wondering if people come out of that booth. I'm not really sure.
It's just a trap door. So, yeah, we went down the list. Guam, New Zealand, France, Canada. They decide they just stay here. And actually, I came up with a line I was very proud of. And I can't remember what the lead-ups were. But when they, at the end, say, we need a new generation. The lesson we've all learned is that we need a new generation of metaphors, which I think is true, which I thought was funny.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people just kind of completely disagreed with everything. Tony Fort said, I'm guessing that like everyone who says they'll move every election cycle, you'll just stay where you are. And why shouldn't you? If you love your country, you would never abandon it or its citizens simply because you don't like the leader. If everyone did that over the course of time, how many citizens would we even have?
Yeah, you know, the problem with that is there's a mild problem. And who wrote that?
Tony Fort.
Tony, I mean, and the issue there, for me at least, is that I truly do believe this could potentially be a very dangerous president, a very dangerous leader, someone who has no grasp of history or doesn't seem to appreciate things like, oh, I don't know, the rule of law. That can become a very dangerous situation. Democracy, the idea that holds this country together, is very, very fragile. It's very great, but it's very fragile. I may have mentioned this before in a previous podcast, but I'll mention it again, a book called Rubicon, and it's the last 150 years of the Roman Republic. And it talks about how every Roman was a Republican. Every Roman voted. Every Roman believed in, you know, the Senate and in democracy. And who's that guy crossing the river? it's a fragile idea, and one crazy guy can change everything. And so, am I fearful? I am. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. But now it's the wait and see. He won, won the election, and Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. Let's see where this takes us. But I think it's a cautionary tale. I don't think that looking for an exit strategy in this instance is completely batty. Do you? You do.
Yes, you can't just leave the country. I agree here with JI2M, who says, anyone who thinks that life in another country would be better is free to move. Where are you going to find another country, one that's going to let you in? They all have problems, Scott. And as ZZ9Paza says, if you don't like the way the election went, stay here and work on the next one.
Right. And I think that my job is going to be to, as a commentator, as a cartoonist, to continue to comment and be a watchdog and watch over them. But, you know, when things start to get a little weird, then, I think it's legitimate to think, well, maybe this is going to go south. Maybe. But you don't pull a trigger right away and you try to make things better.
Right.
Okay.
Alrighty then, we agree.
Alrighty then. Hey, listen, thanks everyone for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up with the goings-on of Winslow and Carmen and the rest of the gang, go to gocomics.com/prickly city. You can also subscribe to this podcast, which if you're listening to it, you may already be doing. But if you're not, tell your friends. Go to WGN Plus. Or go to iTunes. And if you want to shoot us a line directly, feel free to do so at pricklycity@gmail.com. Past all that, that's about it. Any other comments you want? Because we always say you leave comments on the table. Any comments we need to... Are we done? This wasn't a surprise. This isn't a trick question. I'm just asking.
No, I think that's good.
All
otherwise,
right.
It'll go on too long.
All right. Okay, then we can save them for next week.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, thanks again for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Seed Podcast. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.